You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
So Jordan Brand has made its first entry into the name, image, and likeness landscape, and they picked a Bruin to become their groundbreaking spokesperson. UCLA women's basketball freshman guard Kiki Rice was announced as Jordan's first ever NIL signee today, partnering the star recruit with the school's exclusive apparel provider. In a statement released by Nike, Jordan will collaborate with Rice to help her serve the local community and improve gender equity in the sport for young girls. Rice has yet to appear in a college game, but she was the number two recruit in the country last season, was a McDonald's All-American, the Naismith High School Player of the Year, and the Max Preps National Female High School Athlete of the Year. So that's what you need to know.
How many, I don't know if you're going to know this or not, did you look her up at all on Twitter or Instagram or TikTok?
No. I did not know.
No. Me neither. I wonder what she's got. Like,
well,
if you're that big of a star, you know, coming out of high school and you're probably being recruited by everybody, does she have millions of people that are following her on TikTok or on Instagram or on Twitter? Because if she doesn't, she's going to.
She's got about 40,000 followers on Instagram.
Okay, it's good. It's good. I mean,
and she's going into college next season. Or is she starting this season?
Yes. I think it's next season. Yeah.
So she's not currently registered at UCLA.
So she's a high school player. USC, I thought, right?
Well, no, she starts, well, it says that she was ranked number one point guard in the 2022 class.
Right, so that means she will play this year.
Yeah.
Okay, is she going to UCLA? Isn't that what you said?
She went to UCLA.
Yeah.
Or she's going to UCLA. I'm sorry, yes.
Correct. Oh, I thought you said USC. That's my bad.
No, UCLA. Okay. My bad. She only has like 4,000 followers on Twitter, but, you know, the young people are all
on
Instagram.
Yeah, they're not into Twitter.
I think a lot of people are going to flock Twitter, personally.
Oh, I think so as well. I think people, once Elon Musk gets in there and starts messing with
things. Well, he just wants to charge you, like, subscriptions and stuff.
I mean,
no one's that interested.
He wants to charge you for your blue check mark. Yeah. I'm like, pal, I don't need the blue check mark.
I don't either.
I don't care. I don't have one on Instagram. I've not looked to try and get one. I don't care. Like, I don't need a verification check mark.
Yeah, the only reason I've had one is because the company has provided it for me, not because I've done anything to get one.
Yeah.
Same.
So anyway, that's interesting. So the Jordan Brand, it's funny when you said...
They've never done an NIL deal until now. Yeah.
The way you said it, though, at the beginning was like, Jordan Brand, and I'm like, who the hell's Jordan Brand? Who the hell is he? Jordan Brand? Who's he play for? Like, the way you said it was kind of funny. Like, I heard
it. You didn't realize it was MJ?
The Jordan Brand.
Oh.
That's what it's called, the Jordan Brand.
Yeah, I understand that. I thought you said Jordan Brand, and I was like, without the, I thought it was a guy. I thought Jordan Brand was a dude. Like, Elton Brand?
Okay.
Jordan Brand.
Whatever, Cap.
Mm. Well, it was so crystal clear.
Okay.
Yeah. Laura's over here making this face at me like, no, what is wrong with you?
I don't get what you're saying. So
I mean, I don't either. I don't know what the hell you were going for there. But
like Andrew Siciliano would say, I have no idea what you're talking about at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good drop. I don't know if it's as good as McVay saying it to Mace, but it was still good.
I have no idea what that means.
Hey, I want to tell everybody that on the YouTube stream
Travis,
right now.
At that point.
Right.
Yeah.
On the YouTube stream, Laura and Lindsay do have cameras on them on the YouTube stream. And Laura is the only one that is really festive for Halloween today. But I can just tell you that what happens is when I tell everybody that Laura and Lindsay have cameras on them in the control room, our numbers on YouTube spike. When it's just me and George, as hot as we both think we are, the numbers decline for some reason. I don't really get it. When the girls are on, numbers up. When the guys are on, numbers down. So guess what, guys? Girls are on. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I mean, my goodness. I mean, I get it. Everybody probably listens on the radio. Everybody listens on the ESPN LA app. But we are on YouTube right now. All you have to do is search ESPN LA.
I'm surprised that that's the first NIL deal that Jordan Brand has given away, though, too. That, to me, is the thing that sticks out the most in that story. Although, obviously, this young lady clearly seems to be a fantastic player. I just would have guessed they would have given an NIL deal to someone else previously.
Well, I like the move. I do. I think it's a pretty smart political move. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think it's. I think it's just a smart move. It doesn't have a qualifier.
Yeah. Why has it got to be a political move? Well, because like female empowerment. Woo, good
yay,
job.
Yeah, girl
she's
power.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm a girl dad. I'm all for girl
why
power.
Why has it got to be political?
Because I think it's pretty. It's kind of like just feels that way to me a little bit. You know. So like I can't like just tell you how I feel.
You can tell us how you feel.
Thank you, because I have feelings, you know, and I want to express those feelings.
But we also don't feel like there's a need for a qualifier.
Well, I'm just telling you, man. I mean, I think it's really smart. I think it's really smart business.
Yeah.
Like, our first NIL deal should not be obvious with, like, some kid who's going to Duke or some kid who's going to North Carolina, my alma mater.
See, if you would have said that from the front end, then nobody would be.
I think it's smart.
And also, again, like, they said that one of the reasons why they chose her to be their first NIL partner is because they want to collaborate with her on ways to serve the community and help improve gender equity in sport for young girls.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
That's the thing right
now. That's
my point.
You see?
Yeah, gender equity.
Why didn't you say that in the front end there, Cappy Cap of Caps?
Well, because, I don't know, I had to, like,
think about it.
I had to, like, get on the ropes, you know what I mean? I was taking shots.
Oh, stop.
Oh, girl. Oh,
you're a victim.
Girl.
Oh,
you and you're always a victim.
You're the victim.
Always.
Always.
I'm in the corner.
Mr. Victimhood.
Taking shots over
there. Ay, Dios mío.
Yeah.
See?
All right, so listen. Get me back to what you wanted to talk about with Anthony Davis.
His back is a problem. Like, that's not a small item here. I mean, guy's grabbing at his back every other possession, it feels like. It's a big deal. He deserves credit for playing through it, because Charles Barkley calls him Anthony Street Clothes Davis or whatever it is, but, you know, whatever the moniker that he has given him, that's what apparently has stuck on the internet. But I think that he deserves some credit. Like, he clearly is in pain, right? That seems fair.
100% he's in pain. But if he's not injured versus in pain.
Right.
If he's capable of playing.
Right. But how many times are you in pain before you break and become injured?
I completely hear everything you're going here with.
Right.
I know exactly what you're saying.
What am I saying?
More and more wear and tear.
Correct.
Means that in like two more games, based on what you see this past
he's going to be on the ground.
He'll be in street clothes again.
Right.
Because the more wear and tear, the more up and down, the more his back is killing him.
I mean, I know the back is a problem. I just had it.
Right. So yesterday was the game.
So I'm carrying you all the time.
Dude, listen, I'm heavy. Look at me. Look at what I'm. Like, the guy has a couple of days now to do treatment.
Right.
Then he'll play on Wednesday.
See.
Treatment on Thursday.
Yeah.
Get back out there on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I understand. I think everybody should be very concerned, primarily Anthony Davis, about how long can I keep doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I wonder. Is Anthony Davis sacrificing for his team to make a statement? Like, I'll play through injury. I don't care, man. I'm about winning. Or is Anthony Davis playing right now through injury and through pain because he's like, man, I barely played. Everybody's all over me. People are now thinking, man, they should trade me. Like, I got to play or the media and the fan base is going to just crush me. I got to be out there.
I think it's more about, hey, if I'm not out there, we have no chance of winning.
Oh. Oh, that was a third option I didn't quite put into the equation.
Yeah.
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 No, didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. That one makes some sense, too, though.
It does, but so does the other one, which is, if I don't play, I'm never going to hear the end of this.
But no, for sure, but I don't think that's the first place he probably goes, is my guess.
The first place is, I want to win?
Is, if I am not in the lineup, we have a much worse chance of winning a single ball game that I'm not playing in.
Well, it was good to see them finally win a game yesterday. Yeah. I mean, and I don't know about
by the way,
rest of you guys.
That also kind of brings us into your psyche a little bit, though, about the immediate first place you're going to is how all I'm going to do is get, you know, bitched at for not doing what I need to do, which makes me feel like at home. At any point in your life, from childhood through adolescence, through adulthood, through marriage, through raising children, that every time you do something, you do it with the back of your mind being, I don't want to get yelled at by somebody.
Hmm.
Whether it was Mrs. Kaplan, your mother, Mrs. Kaplan, your wife.
Ex-wife.
Well, at the time, your wife.
Right.
Now, ex-wife.
Yep.
The four children.
Yeah. Three girls.
The dog.
I don't want to be yelled at.
The dog, if the dog could yell.
Don't want to be barked at.
Yeah, Rachel now.
Oh, dude, I'm petrified of
her. So that immediately, doesn't that let us into his psyche a little bit, Lindsay?
Dude, I'm petrified of all these women.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. you know? Yeah. Cappy, you're like the, you're definitely not the alpha male.
Yeah. No, you don't think so?
In like any situation, really.
Really?
No.
You don't think so?
Maybe no. On your podcast.
Mm-hmm. Not at your house.
No. Oh, no. Not at
come
my
on.
House. No, no.
Not with your kids, not with Rachel, not with your mom.
That seems obvious.
Yeah. No, I may be a little more alpha with my mom. But I'm definitely like all beta
because it's like
with,
role reversal with, now. Like I guess. You're the parent.
I guess so. I don't know. But like I'm like with Rachel.
Yeah.
Like,
oh no.
Like there's no chance. Like I would be petrified. I mean, whatever she says goes.
You're like a little pussycat.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, it's
just
like
kitty cat.
You know, yesterday she was. We were driving home from the Rams game.
Yeah.
And she said,
"Are those cats having sex or something?" That is a very
wow.
Yeah.
They're probably. It's
you ever heard
season.
A cat having sex before?
I don't know for sure.
You'll know. You know. Really? You would absolutely
cats
know.
Have loud sex?
The purring is loud and different.
Really?
Is what I would say.
I don't know if I've heard that exactly, but when my cat would go into heat and she would make the mating cries, it was a very, I would call it a disturbing / disgusting sound.
Yeah.
She'd be like, rawr, rawr, like it was gross.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've heard cats outside my house in the past, like going at it, and like it's like, oh, okay.
Really?
Cathub.com.
Really? Cathub. Really? Not catporn.com?
Cathub.com. Cathub.
Okay.
Cathub. You know, again, you want to leave something for the imagination?
No, because there's Pornhub
yes,
and there's YouPorn.
Yeah, yes, we know.
And I think YouPorn's better myself, but that's just me.
Okay.
Even though now there's a lot of mixing and matching going on both of those.
And the extra begins there. Yeah.
That's what my sister always, she'll call me and be like, my cat's just being a row. And I'm like, okay, whatever that means.
So wait, that was your, can you do that again? Let me hear that again.
Nope.
That's the cat getting it?
It sounds like this, like, row, row. Like, it's like a, yes, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it does sound that way.
It sounds just like that.
It does.
I think I have a video.
That's you. I pulled it.
Yeah, we got it.
No, I have a real video we can compare.
No, I bet it sounds like that.
It does. You said it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Cat's getting all worked up over cat porn over here.
Cat's getting down and dirty.
Hey, by the way, despite listening to cathub.com radio here, 710 ESPN is the only station giving you a chance to win $1 million. Not a national contest. When you hear the cue to call, caller number 7 will win 2 tickets to the Rams-Cardinals game on November 13th, which I'll be at. I will be calling that game on ESPN Radio with one Kirk Morrison. And you have a shot at $1 million as well. So listen every day for your chance to win $1 million here on Million Dollar Mondays. All right, let's take a break. Speaking of Million Dollar Mondays, let's get back to football.
Okay.
We talked about the Rams.
Yep.
We're now going to have a hard, honest conversation with Raider fans.
Oh, I think Raider fans were mentally, emotionally, and physically prepared for what they know we're about to talk about.
Okay, well, let's do that next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, Vanilla Ice's birthday today.
Stop, yo. I don't know. Turn on the mic and let's go. Light up a chump and wax a light like a candle. Come on, help me out.
You got all of those words wrong.
Did I? Every single one?
Yes.
Every single one?
Yes.
Like 60% maybe?
He says, to the extreme, I'll rock a mic like a vandal.
Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
That's not what you said, though.
I know. I tried, but I haven't heard it in a long time, so I'm out of practice.
I just wanted to let you know so you can practice.
Thanks. Bing, ding,
boom, 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 boom. Ice, ice, baby.
Bing, ding, 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 ticka, ding, ding.
Ice, ice, baby.
Bom, bing, 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 back to doon, doon.
Ice, ice, baby.
Now, Cappy, is that the Vanilla Ice version or is that the Queen version?
It's both.
Okay, just want to make sure because you know there's the ding in there.
Yeah.
In between the ding and the ding.
Right. That's what Vanilla Ice would have you believe.
There is. It's a little different. Slightly. Rolling
in my 5.0 with my rag top down so my hair can blow. No. Come on, George. You must know every word to this song.
When I was maybe in like 1994 or
so. You're out of practice as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotcha. So I see in the community, just want to send a shout out to the circle of trust in the community, that Beto Duran, who is saying that yesterday, because somebody commented that I was at Roscoe's yesterday on Manchester, right down the road from SoFi Stadium. And there's some things that have gone down at that Roscoe's, you know. But I felt very safe because when I walk in, I'm in the house, you know. And so Beto's like, yeah, oh, Cappy, so tough. Shows up at Roscoe's with like a full camera crew. Like as if Channel 11 sent out a camera crew and a TV truck to interview with me at Roscoe's. I had a phone and a Zoom link. And that's where I was.
How did you end up, again, I still don't understand how you ended up there, though.
At Roscoe's?
Did your guy at Channel 11 just say, hey, do you want to do this? Or did you say that you wanted to do it?
No, no. Somebody invited me from Channel 11 to be on the post-game show last evening.
Right.
They told me what time this would be, 5:30.
Right.
I said, well, guys, you know, come to your studio, which is what they wanted me to do, because I'm going to be down at SoFi Stadium.
Right.
My expectation was that the game would actually go longer.
Yeah.
And that I would sit in like the suite for like another like hour or so and let the traffic subside.
And then do it from there.
Right. But what happened is the Rams had already been, you know, beaten down.
Right. Everybody left early.
Right. So I'm like, you know what? Let's get out of here. So then as we're getting out of there, somebody said to us, hey, you want to come over to Roscoe's? We're going to go get some chicken and waffles. And I said, yeah, sure, that sounds fun. That sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
So, but I was like, but I got to do this TV thing at 5:30.
So you did it from there?
I did it from Roscoe's.
Yeah.
And then I put like the Roscoe's like sign behind me so that everybody could, you know, I could set the scene, George. You know, like, where's he at?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's at an institution just right down the road from the game. Left the game, went to Roscoe's.
An institution.
You don't think so?
You make that sound so bad. Like an institution.
No, an institution.
No, he means it in a positive way.
Okay. Yeah.
An institution is like when something has so much history and is such a part of a community, you call that institution. And that's what Roscoe's is, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks. I mean, right across the street is like the donut place, Randy's. Like, that's an institution.
I think like landmark is probably the better term. But okay,
no, I'm fine with either one.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm fine with either one.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, so there I was sitting in Roscoe's. And now my chicken and waffles shows up.
Yeah.
And the butter is melting all over the waffles.
Right.
And there's a lot of butter.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try and lose like maybe 75-80% of that butter.
Right.
You know?
By the way, how's that diet going?
Very well.
Yeah.
But
I'll let you know that in 2 weeks I've lost 6 pounds.
Wow. Nice work by you.
I mean, you should just diet.
Well, today, because, you know, usually when I drive to the station, and I've got a long drive.
You do.
You know, I usually will stop at a Chick-fil-A. Because that's kind of my road food. Today, I decided no Chick-fil-A. So I made myself a little peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I sliced up an apple. I took some blueberries. And that was my lunch today.
Mm-hmm.
No Chick-fil-A. So what do you think I saved myself? You think I did good by myself? Because, you know, usually I get the 8-piece nuggets.
Right.
Then last week, you guys freaked me out when you told me what was in Chick-fil-A sauce. It was like all mayo.
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the spicy chicken deluxe.
Yeah.
So I saved, I think, a lot of calories today.
I don't think you did.
Why?
Because there's a lot of sugar in jelly. There's a lot of sugar in bread. There's a lot of sugar in peanut butter.
So I was using Ezekiel bread. Does that change your mind at all?
I don't know what's Ezekiel bread.
Ezekiel bread is like a sprouted bread. It's not like a, well, look it up. Ezekiel. Easy, whatever.
Easy whatever.
Easy Ezekiel.
Well, that doesn't change the grape or the peanut butter unless you were using sugar-free both.
I wasn't. Okay. I wasn't. And I had blueberries. Is that okay?
Yeah. I mean, processed sugar and then like natural sugar are two different things as we've discussed in the past.
Ezekiel bread is just organic bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the orange one.
Whole grain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see it.
So better than like Wonder bread.
It is better than Wonder bread.
You know?
Wonder bread is like all sugar.
Okay, well, there. So you see, today I made a conscious decision.
Yeah.
After my waffles with syrup and butter and fried chicken last night at Roscoe's. I made a conscious decision today to not have Chick-fil-A.
Do you think Raider fans will have a conscious decision to just stop watching this team because it's going nowhere fast? And everyone thought, oh, here comes the easy part of the schedule. And then, boom, they get popped in New Orleans.
So earlier today, George, I said to you that I was wrong about Christian McCaffrey and the help that he could provide the Rams. Here goes another one. I was wrong. Last week, I said, don't count the Raiders out quite yet. Well, today, on an Overreaction Monday, I can tell you right now.
Count them out.
Not only count them out.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a statement right now.
Yeah.
You ready for this on Overreaction Monday?
Go right ahead.
Let me tell you what the Raiders should do.
Yeah.
Bench Derek Carr.
And play who?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Play Jarrett Stidham?
I don't know who the backup quarterback
is. That's who it is.
Well, whoever he is, play him.
You're going to bench the guy you just gave the long-term extension to.
Right. You know why?
Why?
Because giving him a long-term extension was a really bad idea.
Yeah.
Give it to him is because that's how they were able to get Davante Adams.
Right.
Davante Adams is like, I want to play with him. So if he doesn't have a long-term extension,
right,
then I don't want to come to you guys.
Yeah.
And that's probably why the Raiders did it.
So you're just going to trade Davante Adams too?
Yeah, you know where?
You could do it tomorrow.
You know where you trade him
to? Green Bay?
Yes, exactly. Who needs him? Desperately. Green Bay needs him. If I were the Packers, I'd go out and trade for Davante Adams because the Raiders don't need him.
Yeah.
And if I were anybody, like maybe if I were the Indianapolis Colts, I'd want another older quarterback that I'm only going to have free, and I'd go get Derek Carr. What is the reason for having Derek Carr? Because this guy has played for so many different coaches, head coaches, and coordinators.
It's just not going to work. It's not going to work. Like, he's an above average quarterback. We've talked about this numerous times. He's a good leader. He navigated through a very difficult time for them last season, him and Rich Bisaccia, for that matter. And he deserves credit for that. But unless you're literally going to build the perfect team around him, you're not winning a championship.
I said this a million times, and I wish it was my own philosophy, but I stole it from somebody else, but I believe in it. I stole it from the Hall of Famer, James Lofton. If you're a starting quarterback in the NFL for 10 years and you don't lead a team to at least a Super Bowl appearance, after 10 years, you scrap it and you go in and you find somebody else. Derek Carr has been a long-time starter for the Raiders. I acknowledge lots of head coaching changes.
Injuries.
Lots of offensive coordinator changes. Yeah. Moving from Oakland to Vegas and all the controversy around that and everything you just talked about his leadership last year in navigating what was a really tragic off-the-field accident. Dude, Derek Carr has had a nice career, something to be proud of. He ain't going to Canton, Ohio.
Nope.
He's not going to play in a Super Bowl.
Nope.
He's not going to lead the Raiders to a Super Bowl. And at this point...
Well, he could play in a Super Bowl.
Well, not with the Raiders.
Right.
At this point, if I were Mark Davis, rather than continuing to change coaches but keep the quarterback the same, this time I'm just changing the quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we've kind of talked about this ad nauseum for a year. Like, it's not, we're having the same conversations over and over and over. And the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results.
Well, I'll tell you where the Raiders really screwed up.
Where?
It was not hiring Rich Bisaccia.
They should have just stuck with him?
Yes, because those guys last year balled out for him.
Yeah.
And most NFL players, I believe, look at Josh McDaniels and go, yeah. You were good when you had Tom Brady and you were working for Belichick, but we don't really believe in the Belichick coaching tree, and I'm not really all that impressed with what I've seen out of you so far. So I think firing or letting Bisaccia walk and hiring somebody from the Belichick tree, that's Mark Davis's bad.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you're hiring a coach, he should be allowed to pick his own quarterback. Like, and you saddled him with this guy.
Right. And the reason that they're worried is because the next quarterback that he might take would be Tim Tebow. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Like, his track record is not exactly brilliant of who he wanted and what they got out of the guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
I know.
Hey, Raider fans, listen.
It's over.
Right. Forget it.
Raider Nation!
2-5 in last place.
Unite!
They're not going anywhere. They're done. I mean, listen, I know Rams fans are like, yo, don't count us out yet. Hey, you're only 3-4. But I don't have very high hopes for the Rams either right now.
Honestly, as crazy as it sounds, the Chargers have the best shot of the three teams.
Stop it.
It's the truth.
I understand, but they're not going anywhere either.
I know, but they have the best quarterback by far of those guys. And he's playing with, you know, who knows, jelly in his ribs basically at this stage.
And he's had a week off to try and hopefully get better.
Yeah.
Gosh, don't even say that. Seriously. That hurts.
What if they make a crazy run?
They're not going to make a crazy run.
Oh, it'd be hilarious. No,
well, you would like it.
It'd be hilarious.
It'd be fantastic for the show.
I want it to happen just for the show.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
God. Laura, do you think there would be anything else that would drive Cappy more insane if the Chargers went like on a crazy run? Because we found out he was, you know, putting us on with the Padres for so long.
Oh, I know. Even though, you know.
The doo-doo colors.
Me and him have issues because of that. But
ooh, issues.
Because of doo-doo?
I think.
And the colors.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
I think if somehow, the only way it would be worse if his ex-wife was involved.
Ooh.
Somehow with the Chargers.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
But other than that,
I think, dude, my grandmother used to say this to me all the time.
De Guatemala a Guatapeor.
Yeah, si, exactly.
Si,
yeah.
Precisely. Exactly. Right. That's exactly what I was going to say.
If she's front row and cheering with a huge Charger shirt or something.
No, better. Let's marry her off to like somebody in their family. You know what I mean? And then she's like a part owner of the Chargers.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn, Cappy, you really take it extra. I was over there just making her front row somewhere.
I don't want her front row. No, I want her married into their family. You know? Yeah.
That way you don't have to pay her anymore.
Correct.
Yeah! I found it. Radio Tinder is next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I loved Happy Days.
Loved it. Loved
it. One of my favorite shows growing up as a kid.
I love that the Fonz would look in the mirror, and just as he's getting ready to comb his hair, he looks at it and he's like, why do I need to do this? I'm the Fonz. Look how great I look already. And then, you know, I like the guy like Ralph Malph, Potsy.
Ralph Malph.
Yeah.
They used to always make fun of Ralph Malph.
Richie Cunningham. You know, it was a good crew. That was a good crew. I'll tell you that.
It was a good crew.
Hey. Even Joni, Chachi.
Joni and Chachi spun off.
Yeah.
Joni loves Chachi.
Yeah. What was the guy's name? Was Pat Morita. Wasn't the name of his place Pat's?
Well, he was the original Arnold, I believe.
Oh, Arnold.
Yeah, and then there was the other Arnold, if I recall correctly.
Mm.
The heavier set guy.
I always liked how Fonzie could just tap on the jukebox and music would play, because he's that cool. Had that brown leather jacket, jeans, white t-shirt, motorcycle.
It was Arnold. He was Arnold. And then the other guy was Arnold, too. The guy that came out. Al DeVecchio was the next character. So he was the original Arnold because the place was named Arnold's.
Oh, it was called Arnold's?
Yeah.
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 I like the episode when Fonzie jumped the shark.
Oh, yeah, but that's where the phrase comes from.
Right, that's what I was going to say, because it spawned a whole, 50 years or whatever of people saying he jumped the shark.
It's true.
Great phrase.
Lindsay, baseball, our football team, the Cleveland Browns, just missed a 53-yard field goal to keep the score 0-0, 6:13 to go in the first quarter. Man, for all this kid that was so average, and he's got it blocked.
Well, he keeps getting them blocked. That's the problem. Our special teams are terrible, but nobody cares about that right now, Cappy. Nobody cares about the Browns. Nobody cares about the Browns-Bengals, even though they're on Monday Night Football. I don't even care about the Browns right now because they're the clowns right now. So we need to talk about them.
I care.
Okay, well, I bet none of our listeners care.
I disagree.
Unless they got, like, fantasy, implications going here. A lot of people have Joe Burrow or I even have fantasy implications. I still don't care.
You don't have a bet on the game, Laura?
On the Cleveland and Cincinnati? No, hard pass. No, thank you.
No. So anyway, the short form video app Vine could be revived soon.
What?
6 years after being shut down. That's if Elon Musk has his way. Musk, who completed his $44 billion purchase of Twitter last week, has directed Twitter engineers to begin working on a Vine relaunch. Twitter bought Vine back in 2012, but then they shut it down shortly after in 2016, which I can't believe it's been that long since they shut down Vine. I feel like it was like 2 years ago. But anyway, Twitter's founder and former CEO Jack Dorsey tweeted earlier this year that shuttering Vine was his biggest regret because, you know, hey, we all see how TikTok took off.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Musk hinted at his intentions earlier today when he posted a Twitter poll asking, bring back Vine? Question mark. And as of Monday afternoon, it had more than 4 million votes with over 69% responding Y for yes. Do you guys think that Elon Musk should bring back Vine? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
I mean, sure, why not? I actually thought it was a useful little tool because it is a short attention span world, right? So it makes sense. But in that regard, yeah, I'm in on that. Although, we all know I'm not a huge fan of his like Cappy. So
I just feel like Vine, I feel like, what year did it end?
2016.
16.
Yeah. But from like 2010 through 2016, I think, I'm not sure exactly what year it started, but I feel like kids were becoming like major Vine stars. You know, like pre-TikTok stars,
right.
Pre-YouTube even. I mean, I'm sure YouTube was probably already like a thing and guys were already stars. But Vine, there were like lots of kids that were becoming big stars on Vine. Why did it go away? Do you know? Anybody know?
I don't know. I don't know the reason.
Yeah, I don't know. But Jack Dorsey says he regrets it. And obviously, like I said, now that he sees the way that TikTok has turned off or has taken off, he's probably like, oops, that could have been us.
Yeah.
But I feel like now it's kind of like that ship has sailed and like TikTok has taken over the world. But I feel like at least Americans would embrace Vine once again, especially people around my age, because TikTok is all those crazy privacy and weird stuff infiltrating with all your info and whatnot.
So, really?
You know. Oh, yeah.
I don't use TikTok at all. I should.
No, you shouldn't, because you know what?
What?
There's a lot of bad things that happen when you have the TikTok app on your phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Read up on it. It's very, very disturbing.
I got TikTok on my phone. I don't use it.
Somebody needs to update that documentary, Terms and Conditions, about all the things that you opt into without even realizing it with like your phones and stuff. TikTok is one of those things where if you realized all the stuff, like they'll know your blood type.
Really?
They know everything about you.
I don't even know my blood type.
Well, TikTok does. If you have it on your phone.
TikTok does, yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
your blood type?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah.
They know literally everything about you. It's crazy.
You know, I mean, I can go donate blood and find out, I guess.
Yeah, right. I mean, am I A? Am I A positive? Am I O positive? Am I O? I don't remember. B?
Yeah.
I don't know what I am.
Anyway, so NBA fans are patiently waiting for the monumental day, most likely this season, when LeBron James becomes the NBA's all-time leading scorer. But the one guy who's not excited about that is the man that holds the record, of course, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Well, last week on the Club Shay Shay podcast, Magic Johnson was asked how he thinks that Kareem will handle being passed as the league's all-time top scorer. And here is what Magic Johnson had to say.
Well, I don't think well. I mean, let's just be honest. If I got to say it, we got to be honest.
Right.
You know, and the fact that it's a dude playing for the Lakers,
right.
too.
Right.
You know, it's a dude playing in L.A.
Right.
You know, so... I think it'll be a hard pill to swallow. He eventually...
Because he's had that record for almost 40 years, Kareem.
I think he thought he was going to have it forever.
Yeah.
So do you guys agree with what Magic is saying here? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to swipe right. I think that Kareem probably doesn't want LeBron to break his record, especially in a losing campaign. You know, if it was headed towards a championship, I could see Kareem thinking this is kind of cool. The greatest player of the generation now plays for my team, the Lakers, and he's about to break my all-time record. But to do it in a season that is 1-5, and if that's the pattern of the year, I don't think Kareem's going to be all that happy. And then throw on top of it that LeBron is, he's not exactly like respectful in that.
Oh, I disagree.
Yeah?
I think LeBron feels Kareem was disrespectful to him.
Well, either. I guess what I'm saying is that LeBron hasn't...
LeBron has always been very respectful
of the game,
but ever since they had their issue, then that has changed.
Right. I feel like LeBron is the younger guy and Kareem as the already living legend in his 70s. I feel like LeBron could just, if he wanted to, could just be like, you know what? He said what he said. He's got his opinions.
Well, he already did that once.
Yeah.
And then was asked a second time about it, I think in the same week. And that's when he was just like over it.
Yeah, no relationship, no opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I think that
part... It also came after a loss.
Right. Well, I think that... But I guess my point is that part of it all is why Kareem won't be happy for LeBron. Because there's beef.
Right. There's clearly... That is the issue. It didn't matter if they were on their way to winning a championship or whatever...
Kareem was not going to be thrilled about it, and I think Magic kind of alluded to it, that he never thought that record would ever be broken.
Yeah.
So I don't. It doesn't matter if it was LeBron, if it was Kevin Durant, if it was Giannis, if it was whoever, Anthony Davis, it didn't matter. Whoever, name a player. Kareem was never going to be thrilled about somebody breaking a record that Magic Johnson said he never thought anyone would break.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about LeBron, too, is like he's always been very respectful of the game, you know, like... So I think that for him and like the way that he's talked about Kareem and all the, you know, the legends of the game in the past, I feel like LeBron didn't do anything wrong.
Here's the other thing. Well, I don't have an issue with what Kareem, like, I don't have a problem with Kareem's thought process behind what he criticized LeBron about.
I don't even remember what it was.
It was about the Spider-Man meme about the stuff in the middle of the pandemic or whatever, and he wrote something about it in his, like, LA Times editorial or whatever that he does. And... I forgot what I was going to say now because you made me think about what it actually was. But
well,
nonetheless,
it's important. It's important background.
Could have Googled it. But nonetheless, I still just feel like, LeBron would have been totally reverential towards him. Like, I don't think that there would have been an issue there had that not happened.
The way I've heard LeBron talk about Bill Russell is not the way you hear LeBron talk about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And the reason that LeBron doesn't have that sort of, you know, love and respect is because of what Kareem has said about him. All I'm saying is that he's the older guy, the living legend. You're about to break his record. Just who cares what he says?
Okay.
I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, I don't know. You just said you hold grudges more than anyone, like a few weeks ago. And now you want LeBron to not hold a grudge?
You don't have to hold a grudge. He's LeBron.
Right. But you hold grudges.
Yeah, but I'm like a little nothing. I'm a nobody.
Yeah, but you're human, aren't you?
Kinda.
I mean, sometimes.
I think it's one of those things where LeBron's like, you do me wrong once, shame on me, or whatever, then second time, shame on you, whatever. You know what I mean? Saying
whatever
like,
that phrase is.
The shame on you, and then shame on me. Like, he doesn't want to be the guy where it's like, he tried to make peace with it, he tried to make it cool and smooth things out, and like, Kareem wanted no part of that, so now he's just like, man, whatever. That's your fault.
Maybe that's what Kareem's beef is. He knows that LeBron's going to pass him.
That's it. That's the issue. That's it. It didn't matter who it was. It could be you, Scott Kaplan, breaking that record.
In like the JCC league, maybe.
Perhaps.
You know?
Western Pennsylvania All-Stars.
Playing against a bunch of children, perhaps.
Right.
You know?
Like Barkley in that commercial, the Geico commercial.
Right.
Is it a Geico commercial?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Geico, Subway, I don't know what commercial it is.
All right. What's next, Lens?
Last one really quick here. So I was having a conversation with my friend over the weekend about grandparents. We were talking about how we address them, and it's interesting how people all call them different things. Like
Nana or whatever.
For example, growing up, I called my grandparents like Grandpa and Grandma Fulton and Grandpa and Grandma Toad. And then my nephew, he calls his grandpas Pop Pop Dwayne and Pop Pop Chico. Like he has like different names and people will call him Nana, like you said, stuff like that. So instead of having a swipe, I'd like to know, if you're willing to share, what did you call your grandparents growing up?
Abuelo y abuela. That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I also, both sets of grandparents were both Grandma and Grandpa.
Both like, sets.
Both sets did not have a distinction between the two. It was the same for both. Now, my parents, who are grandparents, they go by Mama and Papa.
Yeah, that's my Serbian friends. They call them, well, it's Dada and Tata.
Well, my wife's mom is of she's Canadian of German descent. And the German, I believe, for grandma and grandpa's Ama and Appa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what my kids call my wife's grandparents.
Close to the Hebrew.
Yeah.
What do they call your parents, George?
Oh, well, that's mom and dad.
No, just abuela and...
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Spanish version of grandma and grandpa?
Yeah, yeah.
Laura, what about you?
I called my mom's abuelito y abuelita.
Yeah.
And then my dad's, it was grandpa y abuela.
Yeah.
It was like more formal.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Like Ita makes it sound more personal.
Right, it does. Anything, you had an Ita or an Ito?
You it, fam, fam.
Yeah.
Like grandma fam, Ita, fam.
Grandma
Ito.
Fam, fam, grand.
No.
Why? You can't mix a little English and Spanish together? A little Spanglish?
I mean, I could, but I make it sound cool.
How would you say Grandma Ita and Grandpa Ito?
I wouldn't, because it don't sound cool.
Well, I mean, it sounded like I was talking to Judge Lance Ito, Grandpa Ito.
That's what I was thinking of. But it's funny, though, because like with my, I was thinking, why was I so formal? Like, where we called our grandparents by their last names. And like, my nephew calls my mom, like, Grandma Kate. You know, I just feel like it's interesting how everyone has different names for them all. That's all.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it. Breaking news here.
All right. That is Radio Tinder each and every day here at 5:30-ish. Though today we were on time.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cappy turned off the lights so his eyeballs wouldn't explode. Now he looks dark in the YouTube.
There's like 68 people watching.
Oh, wait, but if it was like 200, you'd turn it, but you'd keep it on?
Maybe. I don't think it looks that different.
Those 68 people want to see your face, Cap. Why are you hating on those 68 people?
Well, I'm not hating on them. I just want it to be more than 68. That's all.
See, the problem is, though, we're not on every day.
Right.
And there's no consistency, which is hard to build people up, you know, when we're not on there every day.
I understand. Yeah. I do. I get it.
I'm sure you know you have a YouTube channel.
I do.
Very successful one.
I don't know if I'd call it very successful.
How many people? Don't you have like 15,000 subscribers?
No, I don't. And I'm working towards that. Let me tell you, it's hard to build an audience on YouTube.
Oh, no, there's no question. It is hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah, there's a lot of content on there now.
Yeah.
You got a lot of competitions, like a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast.
I know. Everybody's got one. And I really don't know. Is there any, like maybe there's YouTube experts, there must be, that understand the algorithm and the, you know, what words to use and maybe what hashtags to use.
I can help you with that, Cap.
You can?
There's a lot with the description and yes, the hashtags.
Yeah, the descriptions are key for sure. By the way, Crypto Ray tweets us in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. And you can be part of the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust by going to the community section. And in the search bar, hit Sedano and Cap and you'll find us there. I think if LeBron gets Kareem the morning newspaper and makes him some fresh squeezed orange juice, everything will be okay. Like in Winning Time. Magic used to do that for him.
Very nice. Very nice. That's exactly what Magic used to do. And that is what, maybe you're saying that Kareem should do that for LeBron?
No, he says LeBron maybe should do that for Kareem. And
that would
Kareem
be nice. That would be lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, to be honest with you, like if LeBron is going to chase down and then surpass Kareem's record, God, before he does it, it'd be really nice if these two guys could like meet and just bury whatever's bothering LeBron. Kareem's the kind of guy that doesn't feel like he has to hold his tongue. And so he told you what he thought.
Kareem is, you know, look, man, you get to a certain age, you're going to say stuff. I don't disagree with what Kareem said about LeBron. I think that you probably could have had that conversation. Here's what I think LeBron's upset at. If I had to guess, I don't know. I mean, this is what I would be annoyed by. Yo, bro, if you've got an issue with that, why don't you just pick up the phone? Like, I play for the team that you played for. You have a connection to this team. You have ways to connect with me and create an actual relationship if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You could call Jeannie Buss and be like, hey, can I talk to LeBron? I wanted to talk to him about something that I feel like is important. And I'm guessing LeBron would give him that audience. But when you plaster it in the LA Times or whatever for your op-ed and you're using him as content, like I would get why he would feel icky about that. And no different than Skip Bayless uses him as content every day.
But it is different.
It's not different at the end of the day.
Yeah, but
it's different because it's Kareem and he's a legend. But by the way, it's not like Kareem is some beloved figure around, you know, the basketball world.
No, but he's always had strong opinions about social issues.
And I respect him for that. And I respect his take on what he said about LeBron. But I think there's a way to handle that.
I just hope that these two guys can bury the beef before we get to this point of LeBron breaking the record. When approximately is this supposed to happen?
I mean, it's January, February in that range.
Come on, guys. Let's get over it. You know,
why doesn't Rob invite you to do the Will Smith guest speaker thing?
Yeah,
and then you bring Kareem with you.
I mean, I could do that.
Yeah,
I could do that. But yeah. I mean, I listen. I feel like Kareem and LeBron need to go sit down somewhere,
hug it out,
man to man.
Yeah,
And bring it in.
And just right. At the end of it, say, we're not getting up from this table until we bring it in. Exactly right. We may not agree on everything, but one of the greatest players in the history of the game is about to have his all-time record broken by one of the greatest players in the history of the game.
Right.
Wearing the same uniform.
Correct.
So come on, guys.
Bring it in.
Right. Right. We don't need the night that he breaks it. What, Kareem's not going to be there?
No. I mean, I guess he'll be there. What if he's, well, if it's at home, would you fly, if you're Kareem, wait, it's Kareem's job to fly there. It's not LeBron's job or the Lakers' job.
It's the NBA's job.
It is, but he has to agree to do it.
Which, will he do that?
I bet he won't.
He should.
Of course he should, but like, it's kind of like a crabby old guy at this
point. It sounds like Magic doesn't believe he might, because he doesn't believe that anyone would have broken that record.
You just call Kareem a crabby old guy?
He's like too busy like yelling at Cloud.
He is a little bit like Clint Eastwood in the movie. What was that movie that he did?
Gran Torino.
Yeah. He is a little bit like that.
I mean, I don't think anyone's going to disagree with me for saying that.
And I say that.
It's fine.
And I say that agreeing again with the basis of Kareem's argument.
Which I don't even remember what it was.
It was the whole COVID thing.
I don't even remember what that part
was. It was the Spider-Man meme.
I don't remember what that part
was. Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. You can look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up on my own time.
Yeah.
Which means you're not going to look it up. Probably not going to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're going to be watching Cleveland and the Bengals and then...
That also, I have a series that I have to finish up tonight.
What series?
I don't feel
the World Series?
No.
That's not happening tonight.
No.
The cheating Astros?
Nope.
Can we get to that in a second?
Please, feel free.
No, go ahead. Tell me the series first.
I don't feel good about admitting this on the air.
Yeah.
But the truth is...
Real Housewives of Potomac?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. I feel a little dirty in watching this series.
Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus?
No, sir.
With our guy O'Shea?
Nope.
Mm.
I feel guilty for watching this series.
Freddie Prinze Jr.'s got a Netflix show coming out soon.
Don't know it. Mm. Is it about wrestling?
I think it's a movie, actually.
If it's about wrestling, I'll watch it.
He's got a wrestling show on A&E.
I know. But I didn't know.
It's like a cool throwback show. Okay. It has like a bunch of old wrestlers and they're having like cool conversations. It's a great show.
Would love to watch that. Didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
No, the show that I've been watching and I'm down to the last episode.
Yeah.
Dahmer on Netflix.
Oh, how many episodes are there?
10.
10?
Yeah.
Wow, you went through that pretty fast.
Pretty fast. Pretty unusual for me.
Way faster than you do anything else.
Right, I still haven't even finished up Legacy. I've got two episodes.
I haven't finished. Wait a second. You sat there and chastised all of us because we thought it was boring, and you still haven't finished it, and all of us have.
I only chastised you for thinking it was boring.
Laura. You gave Laura grief too?
Really? You thought it was boring?
I thought it was boring. God. I think most people want to know what. One of my friends actually last week we said something like, "Hey, did you ever watch that the Lakers series?" And I was just like, "Yeah." He's like, "That was awful."
Really? I thought it was great. At least what I've seen.
Laura is a childhood born and bred Laker fan and thought it was boring.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Now I did think the last episode was really good.
I didn't see that one yet.
Of course you haven't. No. Now I should spoil it for you, like you spoil everything else for
That's
everybody
fine.
Else.
You can spoil it for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you know what? There's a bus sibling they never knew they had.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. How about that?
Thanks for the spoiler.
You're welcome.
In the meantime...
That's what happens. That's what you get for ruining House of Dragon for those people the other day.
Well, let me tell you about Dahmer.
Yeah.
I do not feel good about watching this show on Netflix.
Let me guess. He killed all the people?
Yeah.
Killed them.
Shocker.
Ate them.
I couldn't do it. I literally watched
I'm not interested in it.
10 minutes of it, and I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm just not interested.
I had some really close friends tell me that it was awesome, and I'm like, really? Because I don't think I want to see that. And then I watched episode one, I got into episode two, and I have sucked this thing down, which I don't usually get to the end of a series, number one. And number two, I don't usually get there this fast. I think it's been quite amazing, but I feel really guilty watching it.
I was going to say,
Rachel's just wondering about you getting through so fast.
Right. She's probably like, how's that possible?
Yeah,
she's probably like, how did you do that?
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to say, your friends, you might want to check and see if your friends are sociopaths, but if you love it so much, then you might be one too.
Well, it's not that I'm a sociopath. It's just that it's such a bizarre story. And frankly, I didn't really know the story.
Do you know the Ted Bundy one?
No.
Oh, that's
I've seen that one.
Twisted.
No.
I've seen the Ted Bundy one.
No, I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen Charles Manson one. Nothing like that.
Yeah, I've seen all. But I'm usually into that stuff. I just don't have any interest in the Dahmer.
It's I didn't
so
either.
Cringy.
My son told me, my son's 22 years old, he said to me, as a human being, you need to see this.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Not as a guy, not as a father.
Okay.
As a human being, you have to see this.
I would say as a human being, you would be doing yourself a huge service by not watching it because it's so disturbing.
Yeah, and it glorifies the
whole. It does. Yeah.
There's this one episode, the last one I saw last night.
Yeah.
And there's this lady
serial killing.
Right. There's this lady that lives next door to Dahmer in this apartment, and she's disgusted because she can hear the sawing of bones and she can smell the dead bodies, right? And she's like constantly complaining the cops won't do anything about it. And so Dahmer comes over to apologize to her because he's been evicted from the apartment finally.
And then he kills her.
No, he brings her this sandwich. Oh, he doesn't kill women. He only kills like gay dudes because that's like his
thing. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So he shows up with this sandwich, like white bread and this meat on there.
Right.
And she's like, I don't want to eat your sandwich. And he's like, eat the sandwich. And she's like, I don't know what's going on in your apartment next door. And you bring a sandwich over to me. I'm not eating that sandwich. And he's trying to force her to eat the sandwich. And she's like, what kind of meat is it? And he's like, you know, it's like a meat. It's like a kind of like a pulled pork, if you will, you know? And she's like, no, not having. He tried to like force her to eat the sandwich. And you can only imagine the sandwich was somebody's like, you know, intestines.
And, and you think that that like really happened in real life, right?
I don't know. I don't know how much of it is like based in like pure reality or how much of it is, you know, dramatized. I don't know. Why? Do you not believe?
I mean, they said that most of it is dramatized.
Oh, really?
Very much.
It's like Winning Time.
Oh, I didn't read. I didn't read anything about it. I just watched the 9 episodes.
Yeah. Well,
really? That one, not Ted Lasso? You would not finish Ted Lasso?
That's I would finish Ted Lasso, but you know that I don't have Apple TV. I thought I did, but I don't.
Okay.
Now I got to get another streaming service, really?
Yeah, you might as well. You're going to save $20 on not having Twitter verification.
True.
Yeah, I'm not paying for that, pal.
Yeah. When are the Astros going to pay for their sins? Speaking of sins. Like, they're cheating. What was the bat thing, Lindsay? Now,
never.
So they found out that his name escapes me. I'll look it up here really quick.
Yordan Alvarez?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was using a bat and he was talking about how
he's like their best hitter.
Right. How the bat that he uses, he's had so much success with it because it was a bat that Albert Pujols.
Right.
He played with one of Albert Pujols' old bats and had so much success with it. Come to find out, when he had this bat recreated, that the dimensions and specifications of that bat were like ruled out 10 years ago, something like that in MLB. But Pujols' bat was already grandfathered in because he had been playing for so long at that point.
Pujols could use the bat,
because they make specific bats for specific players. I've been to the Louisville Slugger Museum in Louisville this past summer, and they make specific bats for specific players. And there are, certain players, because of longevity, can be grandfathered into their bats.
And so it was this Martin Maldonado.
Oh, sorry, Maldonado. Not Yordan Alvarez, sorry.
An Astros player was using a bat that was designed for Pujols.
Yes.
Pujols was grandfathered. He could use the bat. He could hit those home runs. Jeez. But this kid can't.
And it's funny because he was doing an interview with how Pujols was such an inspiration to him and how he used his bat. And it was like a feel-good situation. And then somebody somewhere was like, wait a minute. Albert Pujols has this bat that
they realize, wait a second. Yeah. That bat is no longer allowed unless you're grandfathered in.
How long has he been using it?
Couple years. I think it was 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. These Astros, they don't stop cheating.
Yeah, but where's some oversight from Major League Baseball? Like, they test every pitcher that walks off the mound. You got Vaseline on your wrist? Like, doesn't anybody measure the bats?
Yeah, you should. Before every game, they should be measuring bats. Somebody should have to do with a tape measure.
I mean, to me, this isn't really cheating. This is
it is cheating.
Hey, I'm going to use this bat and no one's really stopping me, so I'm just going
to
use it.
Wait a minute. They have to be doing some type of checks on the bats, because I remember Cleveland Alert back in the playoffs in 1995 or 97.
Checking for corked bats.
Though. Right. When Albert Bell was using a bat that they claim corked, whatever.
Yeah,
and then somebody climbed through the ceiling and Jason Giambi and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, don't you think that they need to check them randomly
for things like that? They need to start doing more of it. Now, again, here's the thing. I've learned in professional sports that, you know, the saying of cheating, cheaters never prosper. No, cheaters absolutely prosper in sports.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots, Deflategate, Spygate.
Come on, Deflategate.
They won the championships.
Deflategate. Come on.
Your boy Tom Brady has deflated footballs.
Take the football down just a little bit. It's more comfortable for me to throw.
A little bit. I mean, my 4-year-old could have gripped that football.
Hey, look, that's the way I like to throw footballs when it's cold.
Astros, they're just cheating all the time.
I guess. I don't know. I'm rooting for Philadelphia. I mean, I'm not really watching the World Series, but if you ask me who are you rooting for, I would like to see Philadelphia win this thing.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Well, I think everybody here for sure.
Yeah. I want the Astros to win because I want Dusty Baker to win.
That's the only redeeming quality of them winning. But at this point, I'm still rooting
for Philly. Justin Verlander, because if you're doing what he's doing at his age, good for you. Like, you're doing something right.
Mm.
How old is he?
Old.
He's like 36, 37.
Older than that, I believe.
Everybody in the MLB that's not in Houston is rooting for the Phillies.
Yeah, well, I did see a thing, right? One of those graphics where the entire country is rooting
Everybody
for
hates the Astros.
Yeah, we do.
But there's always, at least for baseball, it's good that you have a villain.
Right. Well,
it's always the Yankees, usually.
Yeah, and like for those that don't pay attention once their team is out, this is like, what, the sixth straight year that the Astros
are in deep in the playoffs.
Cheaters. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheaters.
Yeah.
They are cheaters, and I don't think it's even debatable anymore, but I don't think they care. So, all right, coming up next. There's good news about the Lakers, and it's not just one win. We'll tell you what it is next.